This week in the Civil War, distressed over what he perceived as procrastination by the Army of the Potomac, President Abraham Lincoln, with a party of advisors, left Washington, D.C. for Harper's Ferry to confer with Union General George McClellan. On October 2nd, Lincoln left Harper's Ferry for McClellan's field headquarters, where the President for 2 days occupied a tent next to McClellan's. After a series of lengthy conferences with senior officers, troop reviews, and visitations to the wounded, Lincoln returned to Washington on Sunday, October 4th, but not before commenting on the estimated 88,000-man Union Army of the Potomac, derisively calling it General McClellan's bodyguard. On October 6th, a frustrated Lincoln ordered McClellan and his forces to cross the Potomac River and immediately re-engage the armies of the Confederacy. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.